Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Brian.
Tom.
John.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game, and my co-host will feed me commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we'll be continuing The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, created by Douglas Adams and Steve Merzetsky. Don't panic. Time passes. If he's going to read us poetry, mutters Ford, sweating profusely, just pray he softens us up with some cudgels first. Hello, hitchhikers, begins the Vogan captain. I've decided to read you a verse of my poetry.
All right. Wait.
Wait. How now, Brown?
Oh, Freddle, grunt bugly, thy nocturations are to me.
Just keep waiting?
Yeah.
What's the second word?
As plurtled gabble blotchets on a lurged bee.
Plurtled, I think.
Plurtled.
Assuming this is his favorite
second
one.
Word of the second sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, assuming this is his favorite poetry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, it's the second word of the second verse, right?
Yes, yeah, second word of the second verse.
Is this the second verse?
Well, plurtled is a word. I'm just going to put it on my notepad and then we can go from there.
Okay.
Plurtled, question mark. Wait.
Grup, I implore thee, my funting, turling drones.
Yo, this is some Lewis Carroll over here. Give me some Jabberwockies. I guess we keep waiting.
And hoopously drangle me with crinkly bindle wordles, or I will rend thee in the gobble warts with my blurgen crunction. See if I don't.
Can I use hoopsously in, like, real life?
Yeah, often.
You're alone.
Yeah. I was going to do that assignment, but I was hoopsously...
Procrastinating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They hoopsously... I don't know. Let's keep going.
That basketball game was very hoopsously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What I like about this is it's actually, like, syntactically... Right?
Yeah.
It's just the words are nonsense. Like, the grammar actually works.
Okay, wait.
You didn't seem to enjoy my poem at all. Guards, toss them out the airlock.
Wait,
a guard grabs you and Ford and drags you towards the hold. Ford whispers, don't worry, I'll think of something. Vogan hold. This is a squalid room filled with grubby mattresses. There is a satchel here resting in front of a tiny robot panel. Along the wall is a tall dispensing machine. In the corner is a glass case with a switch and a keyboard. It looks like the glass contains an atomic vector plotter. The guard releases you and Ford and begins cycling the airlock. Hey, guard, shouts Ford. Do you really enjoy this sort of thing? Shouting, stomping around, shooting people? Is it really a fulfilling career?
Type on keyboard.
You didn't specify what you wanted typed. Ford continues trying to talk to the guards into... a sudden career change.
Oh. Hi, well, here we go.
Hurdled.
Can we save?
P-L-U-R-D. Should we save? I don't know.
It's a lot of weights when you set the type.
Well, here's the thing. If we get the wrong word, we have to go back anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
How do you spell it again, John?
P-L-U-R-D-L-E-D. That's correct.
The hold of the Vogan ship is virtually undamaged by the explosion of the glass case. You have died.
Waka waka.
So we...
I hate this game. This is... I feel bullied.
All right. So it isn't... It's the second word of the second verse. Or the second line of the second verse, right?
Yeah, second word of the second verse.
Can we...
The second word of the second verse.
Can we press the switch again, I guess? Just to make sure it flips switch.
A recording plays. To open the case, type in the second word from the second verse of the captain's current favorite poem. Warning, an incorrect input will cause the case to explode.
We had the second word of the second line, not the second verse.
Okay, I don't know. We had three verses. We had three lines. Do we cheer?
I thought we had more than three lines.
Yeah, Dr. Tommy.
Do we just have to... Do we just have to cheer on the captain, like, throughout the entire thing? Is that what we're supposed to do?
I don't know how to cheer him on.
Praise, captain. Good news. It is not portaled. I marked that off.
One word down.
Yeah, one word down, a billion more to go. I'm going to take screenshots of every word, and then we're just try each one and explode every single time.
Groundhog's Day. Hey, it's almost there.
All right. Do we want the ant thing again, or do we just want to wait? I don't think it matters right now.
Let's just wait.
Okay, we'll just wait.
Time passes.
Keep waiting.
Time passes. Guards burst in and grab you and Ford, who come slowly awake. They drag you down the corridor to a large cabin where they strap you into large, menacing chairs. The captain is holding samples of his favorite poetry.
Wait.
Wait.
Time passes. If he's going to read us his poetry, mutters Ford, sweating profusely, just pray he softens us up with some cudgels first. Hello, hitchhikers, begins the Vogan captain. I've decided to read you a verse of my poetry.
Cheer.
If you want to enjoy the poetry, just type that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, freddled grunt bugly, thy nartrogens are to me.
Enjoy poetry?
And yep, enjoy the poetry. Oh, that works.
You realize, although the Vogan poetry is indeed astoundingly bad, worse things happen at sea, and in fact, at school. With an effort for which Hercules himself would have patted you on the back, you grit your teeth and enjoy the stuff. As plurtled gabble blotchets on Lugrid B.
Enjoy poetry.
Hey, let's not overdo it, okay? Group, I employ thee, my funting turtle drones.
Do we not enjoy the poetry now? What are we supposed to do?
Thanks, Douglas Adams.
We're very close to the second word of the second verse. So
is this how do we know it's the second verse?
We don't, because a verse is not necessarily unit.
We are so close, Tom, to what?
to the next line. My guess is the next line will have the word in it we need.
Oh, we're just gonna. I'm gonna write down every even verse. How about that?
Weird.
We'll go with
hurling drones.
So let's wait, right?
I guess we'll wait.
And hoopously drangle me with crinkly bindle wordles, or I will rend thee in the gobble warts with my blundel crunchin. See if I don't.
Enjoy poetry.
Hoopishly, I think hoopishly is our word.
I wrote it down.
Thank you.
Hooptishly.
What would Sean Connery say?
Hoopishly.
Hoopishly.
I think we should enjoy poetry.
Enjoy poetry, yeah. Let's try and enjoy poetry again.
Hey, let's not overdo it, okay? You look like you enjoy my poem. I think yes. I think I'll read the next verse also.
All right, so forget hoopishly.
Let's wait.
Bleem, miserable Venich. Bleem forever, menished Aster Fropped.
Next one. Enjoy poetry.
I don't think we want to enjoy it because says don't overdo it. I don't know. Ignore the narrator.
Yeah. Enjoy poetry.
Fripping, luscious wing butts. A luscious move grovenly quartermint bits.
So luscious seems to be our word.
I wrote it down.
Okay. Wait.
Wait, hang on. What's the math here?
Type in the second word from the second verse of the captain's favorite poem, current favorite. So we don't even know if this is his favorite. We're assuming favorite.
This is his favorite, and we're on the second verse. What's the second word?
Yes. The second word from the second verse. So this.
Miserable. God.
Miserable.
Mm-hmm. Miserable. Okay.
Of course, it's the only normal.
I thought it was the second line. Okay, so miserable.
We're just gonna get ourselves thrown into the hole.
I guess wait.
Flip off ball gun.
Where'd your headphones go, John?
I just need a moment.
Okay. Gashi morphosu, thou espungens quipix.
Enjoy poetry?
Gerond with the doubt, form into formless blot. Why not then, moose?
Yeah.
Moose.
Get chills.
Brian's actually enjoying the poetry. Since you have somehow managed to survive two verses of my poetry, I have no choice but to space you. Guards! A guard grabs you and Ford and drags you towards the hold. Ford whispers, "Don't worry, I'll think of something." This is a squalid room filled with grubby mattresses. In the corner is a glass case with a switch and a keyboard. It looks like the glass contains an atomic vector plotter. The guard releases you and Ford and begins cycling the air in the airlock. "Hey, guard," shouts Ford. "Do you really enjoy this sort of thing? Shouting, stomping around, shouting people? Is it a really fulfilling career?"
Type miserable on keyboard.
How do you spell that? Miserable.
Yes. That's correct.
Yeah, probably. M-I-S.
You type quotes, it's going to explode.
The glass case opens. Ford continues to talk to the guard into a sudden nice.
Take and it's take atomic vector plotter.
Plotter taken. Ford continues trying to talk the guard into a sudden career change.
Do we use the atomic vector plotter?
Oh, you know what we need? Probably the towel.
Yes.
That seems to be a theme. The shower. We always need towels in this game.
Yeah.
So take towel?
Take towel.
Towel taken. Ford All continues right. to talk to the guard.
Can we use the atomic vector plotter now?
Yes, please.
I don't know the word use.
Operate. What is it, the vocabulary? Operate.
What if we look at it? Is there anything that we'd be
examine
able to...
plotter?
Examine. Yeah.
The atomic vector plotter has a small receptacle and a long dangly bit. It bears a small label which reads "Another fine product of the Sirius Cybernetics Corporation." The guard said, "Well, all things considered, I guess I like being a guard, especially the shouting. Resistance is useless." He throws you and Ford into the airlock and closes the door. Airlock. This airlock has massive doors to the port and starboard.
I feel like we still need to use the...
We got the towel, right? Yeah.
The
yeah.
plotter. I have no idea what to do here. What do we have? What is in on our person?
You have no tea, a towel, an atomic vector plotter, the thing your aunt gave you which you don't know what it is, a babblefish in your ear, the hitchhiker's guide, an electronic sub-itha signaling device, a toothbrush, a flathead screwdriver, pocket fluff. Ford points to the outer door. In about 2 minutes, it'll open, and we'll be ejected into the vacuum of space. But don't panic. I'll think of something.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
We're dead.
Oh, wait. No, it's not the same thing.
Wait!
Oh, yeah, no, it is the same thing.
Oh, it's just with the parts.
Yep.
Can you go back up to the sub-etha thing? Like, maybe last time we used a sub-etha signaling device. Maybe
yeah, why not?
I just use a sub-etha ink signaling device. Turn on signaling device? Signaling device.
You can't turn that on. Ford is mumbling to himself.
Listen to Ford, what the hell is that?
Wait!
Time passes. Ford produces a pencil and begins scribbling equations on the wall.
Cry.
Let's wait.
I don't know the word cry.
All right, wait.
Time passes. Ford's eyes light up. Do you still have the electronic sub-etha auto-hitchhiking At that moment, the airlock door opens, and you and Ford are blown out into space. Your elbow must have struck some key on the hitchhiker's guide, because it begins droning out an entry. Coincidentally enough, the entry on space. If you hyperventilate and then empty your lungs, you will last about 30 seconds in the vacuum of space. However, because space is so vastly, hugely, mind-bogglingly big, getting picked up by another ship within those 30 seconds is almost infinitely improbable. Footnote number 9. Precisely 29 seconds later, you and Ford are scooped up by a passing ship. Gasping for air, you pass out. Dark.
Why is this game in love with waiting?
I mean, I guess it is a game about the perils of bureaucracy, right?
Smell. I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah, and that seems to be the thing we do best is smell.
You can see nothing, feel nothing, hear nothing, taste nothing, smell nothing, and are not entirely certain who you are.
Keep smell?
Going. Yeah.
You can see nothing, and you are not entirely certain who you are.
Smell.
You can see nothing, and are not entirely certain who you are.
I've been told by this game to keep saying smell, so I'm going to keep saying smell.
You can see nothing, feel nothing, taste nothing, smell nothing, and are not entirely certain who you are.
We keep smelling. I can wait, but who cares? We're smelling.
You can smell nothing, taste nothing, see nothing, feel nothing, and are not entirely certain who you are.
Smell.
You can see nothing, feel nothing, taste nothing, smell nothing, and not entirely certain who you are.
Feel. It's another one, isn't it?
Wait.
See? See?
Mm-hmm. Wait.
I knew it.
There is mm-hmm. nothing you can taste, nothing you can see, nothing you can feel, nothing you can smell. You do not even know who you are.
See?
There is nothing you can taste, nothing you can see, nothing you can feel, nothing you can smell. You do not even know who you are.
So is it taste this now? Is it taste this time?
You cannot see anything, smell anything, feel anything, or taste anything, and you're not even certain how you got here.
See again, right?
There's nothing you can taste, nothing you can see, nothing you can feel, nothing you can smell, and you do not even know who you are.
See, feel, smell, look. So look.
See and look are the same.
Oh, sorry, see is there. Feel, smell, taste is here.
See, feel me, touch me. What's the five senses? Because I can't think of them right now. So taste,
touch,
smell.
Taste, hearing, sight.
We can't hear. Hear.
You hear the deep and distant hum of a star drive coming from far above.
Yeah.
There is an exit to port.
Exit?
Exit?
You can't go that way.
Yeah, I'm not.
Wait.
You can smell nothing, taste nothing, see nothing, feel nothing, and are not even certain who you are.
Here.
You hear the deep and distant hum of a star drive coming from far above. There is an exit to port.
Exit to port?
We tried that already.
We said exit port.
Port, port is what side? Port is left side?
Yeah.
Bow?
Yeah, port
west?
Is left.
You can't go that way.
Nope.
Go starboard?
You can't go that way.
Go right?
I don't know the word right.
Exit starboard?
You can't go that way.
Go forward?
What's the front of the stern? Oh, this, no.
We were lying about exit to the port. You emerge from a small doorway. Entry bay number 2. This is an entry bay for the Heart of Gold. A corridor lies aft of here. There's a sales brochure here. This looks like an incredible new infinite improbability drive spaceship. The Heart of Gold, says Ford with growing excitement. Announcement. This is Eddie, the shipboard computer. We have just picked up 2 hitchhikers in an improbability factor of 2 to the 21,914th power to 1 against.
Hmm. Hey, what's green and has 2 wheels?
What's green and has 2 wheels?
Yeah.
A bicycle?
Grass, I lied about the wheels.
I didn't hear it.
Hear the joke or the grass?
I liked it.
I didn't hear the punchline of the joke.
Grass, I lied about the wheels.
Oh.
Yeah, what's green and has wheels?
The only thing I could think about at that point. I am...
Should we talk to Eddie? I don't remember what happens in the book now.
Uh-oh, we're past Tom's knowledge.
We usually are.
I am just frustrated. This is the worst government manual I've ever read.
So, let's take the sales brochure.
You're holding too much already.
Oh,
come
no.
on, let's look for the bridge. You follow forward and eventually come to the bridge. This is the bridge of the Heart of Gold. A gangway leads down, and steam comes from an entrance to port. Next to the control console is Eddie, the shipboard computer. At the controls, apparently expecting you and Ford, are a man with more than the usual number of heads, the name Zaphod is stitched onto his shirt, and a dark-haired woman named Zoe Deschanel, holding a handbag. Both seem, however, familiar. There is a molecular hyperwave pincer here.
Say hi.
You used the word hi in a way I don't understand.
As a greeting? I don't know.
You must address Ford Prefect directly. Hey, Zaphod, how you doing? Says Ford. He's cool. Not bad, Ford. Great to see you, replies Zaphod. He's cooler. You suddenly realize that the woman is Tricia?
Trisha.
Trisha?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, Trillion is what I think they called her now. Trillion, it says right there.
Mm-hmm.
You suddenly realize that the woman is Trisha McMillan, call me Trillion, whom you were trying to pick up at a party in
Islington?
Islington. Islington.
Okay. You were trying to pick up in Islington just a few weeks ago, and that Zaphod is the guy she eventually left the party with. Odd.
Say hi to Trillian.
You must address Ford Prefect directly. Like my spaceship, Ford? Zaphod asks. Your spaceship? Says Ford, losing his cool for a second. Yeah, I stole it, Zaphod admits. I'm going to use it to find the legendary lost planet of Magritha. Let's go sit in the sauna while I explain. Zaphod, Ford, and Trillian all head off to port.
Go to port?
Go to port?
Did they lie about that, though? Who knows?
You enter the sauna. After several hours, you come out a changed man.
Okay, should we...
look around?
Bridge. This is the bridge of the Heart of Gold. Next to the control console is Eddie. There is a satchel here. There is a handbag here. There is a molecular hyperwave pincer here.
Should we say hello to Eddie?
You must address Eddie, the shipboard computer, directly.
I don't know.
Am I just typing it wrong?
Talk to Eddie?
Eddie looks at you expectantly, as if you seem to be about to talk.
Say hello?
Talk to Eddie, and then in quotations, hello?
Hello to you, too.
Isn't he depressed?
He is very depressed.
Yeah.
Hello to you too.
Try the long face.
Should we? I feel like the items in this room we should take.
We don't have a full inventory.
I know we have to drop something probably. No, we don't. Like pocket fluff.
Signaling device anymore, right?
God, I don't know.
Keep that up.
I feel like the pocket fluff is both the most useless and therefore probably the thing we're going to need the most.
Exactly. So
take babblefish out of here.
No, we won't understand anything.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Zaphod. Zaphod speaks English, right?
Can we drop no tea?
He gives you the babblefish in the book. No, I think that's a joke. We don't have any tea.
But could we extend the joke and drop it?
Your common sense tells you that you can't do that.
Do we ever use a toothbrush in the book?
I know we do in Mass Effect. It's not a joke. There's a toothbrush thing with Mass Effect that's in the DLC. It's cool. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't played that one, John.
That's the only thing I thought of because we're just in a fancy schmancy ship with a toothbrush.
Should we drop the pocket fluff and take the hyperwave?
Dropped. You feel a wave of depression sweep over you, and you turn to see that Marvin the robot
has stalked
miserably into the room.
Yeah.
Oh, Marvin's the depressed one, and Eddie's like, what's the deal with Eddie?
It's just a computer.
I think it's just like a navigation computer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Marvin.
I'm so sad. Say, talk to Marvin, hello.
Hello to you too. Marvin wanders off.
Can we take the pincers?
Pincers taken.
Can we walk around the ship or something?
Follow Marvin? Is that a...
You have no idea where Marvin is.
All right. Can we take the gangway? Take gangway down?
Corridor, fore end. This is one end of a short corridor that continues aft along the main deck of the Heart of Gold. Doorways lead to fore and port. In addition, a gangway leads upward. Marvin, the paranoid android, is here. Marvin wanders off.
Go port.
Galley. You are in the galley area of the ship, containing a machine which is the state-of-the-art in nutritional technology, a Sirius Cybernetics Corporation Nutrimat. There is an exit to starboard. A carton labeled Nutrimat Computer Interface is sitting here.
Use carton?
I don't know the word use.
Examine carton.
The carton is labeled Nutrimat Computer Interface. It's closed.
Open carton.
Opening the shipping carton reveals a strange gun.
Can we take the gun? We probably can't because we're too...
You're holding too much already.
Drop what we lose.
Do we reuse the atomic vector plotter? We're not gonna go.
I don't know. Let's drop the...
Well, it's only temporarily, right? We can pick something back up.
Yeah.
You want to drop it here? Do you want to drop everything in the same spot so you know where to get it since you don't have a map going?
Sure. Let's go back up the gangway.
Mm-hmm.
Paranoid Android, is that did Radiohead pay homage to this book?
You can't go that way.
Well, can we go up instead of go you? Or
yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Go starboard. Because we went for it.
Mm-hmm.
Corridor, fore end.
Go up.
Bridge.
Drop toothbrush.
Okay.
Toothbrush dropped.
Drop thing your aunt gave you.
It falls to the ground with a light thunk. It doesn't do anything else at all.
Go down.
Corridor, fore end.
Go starboard.
Starboard.
Report.
Galley. Yeah.
Take gun.
A carton labeled Nutrimat computer interface is sitting here. It looks like the shipping carton contains a strange gun. Gun taken.
Examine gun.
This gun has a large label which reads, Anti-Bug Bladder Beast Ray Gun. It bears a small label which reads, Another fine product of Sirius Cybernetics Corporation.
Okay, should we go starboard?
I guess so.
Corridor fore end.
We're going to get raided soon, right? Then they...
Is that what happens?
I don't know. Don't they land somewhere? I don't know. Go up?
Bridge. There is a thing your aunt gave you, which you don't know what it is here. There is a toothbrush here. There is pocket fluff here. There is a satchel here. There is a handbag here.
What do we do? We got the gun. Can we go to the right?
Go east.
Go east.
It's been a while, audience. You can't go that way.
Go west.
You enter the sauna. After several hours, you come out a changed man.
Didn't they all go to the sauna? Like, I'm really confused what we're supposed to do.
Who was in the sauna?
Everyone. So that was Ford, the president.
Box.
Yeah. I'm just going to call him Mr. President.
Yeah. Can we go north?
You can't go that way.
All right. Can we go south?
You can't go that way.
Okay. Can we look?
Bridge. This is the bridge of the Heart of Gold.
Okay. Gangway leads down. We go down? We've gone down. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Corridor, fore end.
Look.
Fore end.
This is one end of a short corridor that continues aft along the main deck of the Heart of Gold. Doorways lead to the foreign port. In addition, a gangway leads upward. You feel a wave of depression sweep over you, and you turn to see that Marvin the robot has stalked miserably into the room.
Okay,
talk to Marvin?
Marvin looks at you expectantly, as if you seem to be about to talk.
Where is everyone, Marvin?
I don't know the word everyone. How's the spelling on that? Is that one word, two words?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's one word.
One word?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's one word. Everyone's one word. I would say where is Ford.
How about everywhere?
Yeah, okay. That's one word. That's one word, too.
Talk to Marvin. Where is everywhere?
Where?
That sounds very Hitchhiker's Guide.
It does, yeah.
I think you ought to know. I'm feeling very depressed. Marvin wanders off.
Okay, do you want to go to port? Go port?
Galley, a carton labeled Nutrimat computer interface is sitting here.
We've done this, right?
Yeah, this is where we got the
before
gun.
We got the gun.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me go.
Talk real quick. Is that the thing that like is supposed to make anything but only makes one really cruddy thing?
Yeah,
oh God, I should have got the book back out of the library.
I just want to look it up now because I kept thinking about that and I was just like.
I was like, I'm going to reread the book by the next episode. And instead I didn't. Okay, so do you want to exit?
Yeah, I think exit's not what we want to say. Oh, this is exit to starboard. I don't know.
Let's try exit.
Corridor, fore end.
Go four?
Or yeah.
Entry bay number 2. There is a sales brochure here.
Okay. Hey, take sales brochure?
Yeah.
Can we?
You're holding too much already.
Yeah. Can we? We can't read the sales brochure.
What room are we in?
Take it.
Right. Can we read sales brochure?
Equipped with a sensational breakthrough in improbability physics, the Heart of Gold will make you the envy of every major government. When the ship's infinite improbability drive is activated, the Heart of Gold passes through every point in the universe simultaneously, making travel to any single location a breeze. The sales brochure goes on to describe the ship's complement of Sirius Cybernetics Corporation designed robots and computers, all equipped with GPP, genuine people personalities.
You can rate and review this show anywhere fine podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on social media at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is, and Adapt It, where we explore adaptations in various forms. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,